Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. What are you up to this weather out there? Dibble a bother or up to high dough? Let us know. Talk to us on the WhatsApp from anywhere at all. That's 087 032 32 32. The email is wide open now as well. Oliver at rte.ie. You know what to do. Ah, loads to do today. The Voice of Darts, the Odyssey of an Chaeltacht in Kiri, and a wee Derry club, all to the intermediate club finals happening at Croker this weekend. Also the tribute act saluting Neil Diamond. Will we take a wee sample? Ah, let's take a sample to get us up and running of this
song. Song blue.
I could do it. Except the high bits. All together.
Song blue. Sleeping on my pillow.
Ah, oh, beautiful. More.
Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice.
Country.
Before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice.
It's a beautiful, beautiful sound. His voice is like a warm fireside on a winter's night, honest to God. Song Song Blue is the name of the film. I was telling David McCullough already about that at the tribute acts. We'll be talking to them later on. In fact, we also have tips on what to do in the winter time coming up. You've heard all the weather. We're in for a cold few days. For August Chirum. It's not too bad now. They are skiing in Paris, so I mean, we're getting off fairly lightly. But it can be hard to find the right thing to do and to keep us occupied when these nights are long, long, long. With podcaster and community builder Cassie Delaney. Great name, doesn't she, Cassie Delaney? She's going to be here to chat through some suggestions. It includes cookbook clubs, which I didn't know existed, but it's a very good idea. Things you can do with your time. Don't go mindlessly in front of the TV because you've no other ideas. There's loads of things, and she has all of the bright spark notions on what to do, including dinner party questions and other stuff that you can do in the warmth of Ireland's great indoors. Now, what curiosities are happening in the world? Kingfisher's hit track Killer. Everybody in the country and possibly in the diaspora has heard that song. It is the biggest song in a single year this decade by any artist, international or Irish, according to new figures from IRMA, that's the Irish Recorded Music Association. They know these things. A nod to Owen Fitzgibbon's home village and his Cumann Lucklass Gael Club, Killer, captured the public's imagination like no other tune this year, or possibly any year. It's not just the most streamed song of the year, the most streamed song in any single year this decade. What songs has it beaten with 27 million streams? That is just unbelievable. Noah Kahan's Stick Season, remember that from 2 years ago? That 26 million streams. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, which was the tune of 2020 in lockdown and so on, 20 million streams. Miley Cyrus's Flowers, which we just happened to play here yesterday, 19 million streams. Nothing touches the 27 million streams and counting of Kingfisher's Killer. It came out at the end of 2024. It was also the Christmas number one just gone, which we don't pay attention to anymore, unfortunately. The Kingfisher had 7 songs in the top 100 most streamed tunes of the year, tied with Zach Bryan for the most of any artist. That's phenomenal, because for years you had just international stars. Now Irish people are listening to Irish artists. Other ones that are in the top 100 most streamed songs: Amble, Hozier, Fontaines DC, Jazzy, and of course Kneecap. And sales, that is actually purchased music from iTunes and other places, even physical vinyls and so on, made a fifth of the top 100. So that's an improvement, believe it or not. Taylor Swift, biggest album of the year in Ireland again, second year running. But speaking of Kneecap, they've announced that we'll be releasing a brand new album this year, much anticipated. They were thanking their fans for their support, promised 2026 would be a big one. In their statement, they said, "They tried to crush us and they failed. Thanks to all of you, sound C-words, We're stronger than ever. You have to know the kind of language they talk to their supporters with. But big things to come for Kneecap, a brand new album. But they say, as ever, nothing's more important than supporting one another and keep taking action for Palestine. We did hear rumours of a documentary as well over their trials and tribulations with the British public prosecutors over there. So under wraps for the moment, unless the rumours maybe aren't true at all. It's 2 years since Fine Art was the big breakthrough album with many, many bangers that made them a hit here and in Britain and indeed across Europe. Taylor Swift mentioned there, a French winemaker has hailed the impact of a glimpse of his wine bottle in Taylor Swift's documentary on Disney Plus, a bottle of Sancerre by Terre Blanche. It's 40 quid in the US. There's a tiny glimpse on a mixing desk during the fifth episode of this End of Her Eras Tour documentary. The Swifties went on, zoomed in, and then started chatting amongst each other to identify the bottle of wine from which Taylor Swift has been pouring into her glass. And the army of online Swifties were able to identify it. Stocks have sold out in the US. And this is Swiftonomics, you know, the billionaire. She's 36 now, making or breaking brands with an endorsement, whether accidental or not. The owner of Terre Blanche in France says, it's mad, you couldn't put a price on it. Even if we wanted to place one of our bottles in such a widely watched series, we could never have afforded it. It's nice to have the spotlight land on this. He says he's never heard a single Taylor Swift song. That'd be the end of his brand. Even the 15% tariffs that Donald Trump has put on French wine into the US has not hit demand. But Sancerre is a very popular grape in America, and compared to France's wine industry as a whole, apparently the rest of the wine industry struggling with competition, declining domestic consumption. People aren't drinking wine. Fewer people drinking wine, even in France, because the younger crowd don't drink as much alcohol. Fair play to them. And what else is going on? Beyonce has joined the ranks of billionaires. She's the fifth musician to be crowned a billionaire, according to Forbes. She's now alongside Taylor, Bruce, Rihanna and Jay-Z, who is Queen Bey's husband. So they're a double billionaires, basically. She's 44 years of age. That's girl power for you. We don't have it here. We've Healy Ray power, as we've been hearing. Where Taoiseach Micheál Martin was watery on the Mercosur thing yesterday, and then he heard from the man with the magical cap, and now he's going, we're voting no. That is all decided. Oh, this Trump stuff as well. I'll bring that to you shortly.